Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 670,823 views on Sunday, the 15th of August, 2021, our article of the day is Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Listen, Pashto/Dari, Afghanistan, Afnez TN, is a mountainous landlocked country. At the crossroads of Central and South Asia, it is bordered by Pakistan to the east and south, Iran to the west, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan to the north, and China to the northeast. Occupying 652,864 square kilometers, 252,072 square miles, Afghanistan is predominantly mountainous with plains in the north and southwest. Kabul is the capital and largest city, with an estimated population of 4.6 million composed mostly of ethnic Pashtuns, Tajiks, Hazaras, and Uzbeks. Afghanistan is de facto governed by the unrecognized, Taliban-controlled Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, following the collapse of the internationally recognized Islamic Republic of Afghanistan on 15 August 2021. Human habitation in Afghanistan dates back to the Middle Paleolithic era, and the country's strategic location along the Silk Road connected it to the cultures of the Middle East and other parts of Asia. The land has historically been home to various peoples and has witnessed numerous military campaigns, including those by Alexander the Great, Mauryas, Muslim Arabs, Mongols, British, Soviets, and in 2001 by the United States with NATO-allied countries. It has been called unconquerable, and nicknamed the Graveyard of Empires, though it has been occupied during several different periods of its history. The land also served as the source from which the Kushans, Hephthalites, Samanids, Safarids, Ghaznavids, Grids, Khalgis, Mughals, Hotaks, Durranis, and others have risen to form major empires. The modern state of Afghanistan began with the Hotak and Durrani dynasties in the 18th century. In the late 19th century, Afghanistan became a buffer state in the great game between British India and the Russian Empire. Its border with British India, the Durand Line, was formed in 1893, but it is not recognized by the Afghan government, and it has led to strained relations with Pakistan since the latter's independence in 1947. Following the Third Anglo-Afghan War in 1919, the country was free of foreign influence, eventually becoming a monarchy under King Amanullah, until almost 50 years later when Zahir Shah was overthrown and a republic was established. In 1978, after a second coup, Afghanistan first became a socialist state, and then a Soviet Union protectorate. This provoked the Soviet-Afghan War in the 1980s against Mujahideen rebels. By 1996, most of Afghanistan was captured by the Islamic fundamentalist group the Taliban, who ruled most of the country as a totalitarian regime for over 5 years, were removed from power after the US invasion in 2001, but still controlled a significant portion of the country. The 20-year-long war between the government and the Taliban reached a climax with the 2021 Taliban offensive and the resulting fall of Kabul. The country has high levels of terrorism, poverty, child malnutrition, and corruption. It is a member of the United Nations, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, the Group of 77, the Economic Cooperation Organization, and the Non-Aligned Movement. Afghanistan's economy is the world's 96th largest, with a gross domestic product, GDP, of $72.9 billion by purchasing power parity. The country fares much worse in terms of per capita GDP, PPP, ranking 169th out of 186 countries as of 2018. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 4:07 UTC on Monday, the 16th of August, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Afghanistan. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Our Bullsmade Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.